Вы помогаете своему другу, юному радиожурналисту, проанализировать подготовленное им для передачи интервью. Прослушайте аудиозапись интервью и занесите данные в таблицу. Вы можете вписать не более одного слова, без артиклей, из прозвучавшего текста. Числа необходимо записывать буквами. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start. With me today in the studio, I'm joined by Blair Taylor, who's a life coach. Blair, thanks for coming in to talk to us today.
My pleasure.
Now, I'm sure many of our listeners will be asking themselves, what exactly is a life coach? And I'm not sure I really understand what your job entails. So, I wonder if you could start by telling us what exactly a life coach does.
Yes, absolutely. Think of it like this. When you're in a sports team, you have a coach, don't you? He or she encourages you, helps you with your problems, helps you set your goals, helps you work out a training schedule, etc., etc. A life coach does something similar, but with other aspects of your life.
What kind of aspects?
Well, it depends. It could be to do with your working life, your relationships, your finances, health, your education, anything really. Some life coaches specialise in one particular area, let's say money issues, for example, or careers, and others are happy to deal with any of them. I don't specialise, for instance.
So, if I understand correctly, a life coach is a kind of counsellor or psychiatrist or psychologist, is that right?
A counsellor, definitely. A psychiatrist and psychologist, no, not really. Life coaches don't usually have any medical training. They're just normal people who want to help other people.
So, who goes to a life coach then? Why would anyone pay a life coach each week?
Actually, more and more people are going to life coaches. It's becoming extremely popular, particularly with professional people. You know, people in the media, lawyers, doctors, teachers, those kinds of people. I think the point is that it often helps to talk through your problems with a stranger, but a stranger that you can trust and someone who can make you ask yourself the right questions.
So, let's say I come to you for a session. What kind of things would we do?
Well, first of all, let me say that one session's not going to achieve very much. Seeing a life coach is a long-term thing. But in a typical session, I'd probably start by asking you which things in your life at the moment make you happy and which make you unhappy or anxious, and we'd take it from there. We'd work through any of the problems that you have and try to find practical solutions.
Have you had any successes?
Oh, yes, a lot. One client, for example, was deeply unhappy with his job, but didn't know what to do about it. We worked through the issues together, and he realised what he really wanted to do was become an actor. So he went to drama college and is now on TV quite regularly. Whenever I see him in a show, it reminds me that I can make a positive difference to people's lives.
And we'll be back with Blair Taylor after this short break.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task.
Now you'll hear the text again. With me today in the studio, I'm joined by Blair Taylor, who's a life coach. Blair, thanks for coming in to talk to us today.
My pleasure.
Now, I'm sure many of our listeners will be asking themselves, what exactly is a life coach? And I'm not sure I really understand what your job entails. So I wonder if you could start by telling us what exactly a life coach does.
Yes, absolutely. Think of it like this. When you're in a sports team, you have a coach, don't you? He or she encourages you, helps you with your problems, helps you set your goals, helps you work out a training schedule, etc., etc. A life coach does something similar, but with other aspects of your life.
What kind of aspects?
Well, it depends. It could be to do with your working life, your relationships, your finances, health, your education, anything really. Some life coaches specialise in one particular area. Let's say money issues, for example, or careers. And others are happy to deal with any of them. I don't specialise, for instance.
So, if I understand correctly, a life coach is a kind of counsellor or psychiatrist or psychologist, is that right?
A counsellor, definitely. A psychiatrist and psychologist, no, not really. Life coaches don't usually have any medical training. They're just normal people who want to help other people.
So, who goes to a life coach then? Why would anyone pay a life coach each week?
Actually, more and more people are going to life coaches. It's becoming extremely popular, particularly with professional people. You know, people in the media, lawyers, doctors, teachers, those kinds of people. I think the point is that it often helps to talk through your problems with a stranger, but a stranger that you can trust and someone who can make you ask yourself the right questions.
So, let's say I come to you for a session. What kind of things would we do?
Well, first of all, let me say that one session's not going to achieve very much. Seeing a life coach is a long-term thing. But in a typical session, I'd probably start by asking you which things in your life at the moment make you happy and which make you unhappy or anxious, and we'd take it from there. We'd work through any of the problems that you have and try to find practical solutions.
Have you had any successes?
Oh yes, a lot. One client, for example, was deeply unhappy with his job, but didn't know what to do about it. We worked through the issues together and he realised what he really wanted to do was become an actor. So he went to drama college and is now on TV quite regularly. Whenever I see him in a show, it reminds me that I can make a positive difference to people's lives.
And we'll be back with Blair Taylor after this short break.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
This is the end of the listening test.